Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed your day so far. If you get a chance, there's plenty of great new content available at my YouTube page, youtube.com/Tuttle. If you get a chance while you're there, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to anytime I go live or I upload any brand new content. Going to be doing a live stream tonight at 8. I talked about this a little bit on my social media, but some of the content that is up there right now, I hung out with Colton from the Bubba the Love Sponge show, formerly of the Bubba the Love Sponge show. He's one of my greatest friends, and I spent, I think, Saturday, Sunday. Like I said on yesterday's show, I was going to leave on Sunday, but if it wasn't for that police-involved shooting that happened on I-4 in Lakeland, I would have left on Sunday, but I didn't leave until yesterday morning. But we were just hanging around. His parents were out and about. I think they were out at dinner. So we ended up having to feed the dogs. They got this big, like, labradoodle-type thing, and then they got a little small chihuahua. And the little chihuahua, I'm a loudspeaker. Colton always, like, gets on my ass about speaking loudly. And I don't mean to do it. You got to realize that I never was naturally gifted with a radio voice. So I do have to project. I got to project because my voice sounds like, I don't even know how to describe it. I know it's like nails on a chalkboard and stuff. So I'm just trained, and I'm always on it, and I'm always speaking loud, and I'm always projecting. So he claims that I'm scaring the small little chihuahua by talking too loud. I don't think that's it. But he ended up daring me to eat some of the dog's food, and I thought I would play some of the audio from that YouTube video, which is available at youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, and kind of break it down for you. And if you want to see the visual part of it, just go to youtube.com/Tuttle.
I don't know why you do it. If you're going to do it, at least do it on camera. Real dog food.
Do you want me to eat it like a dog or pick it up and...
I don't care what you do.
Guys are just so different than women. Like, I know that women don't sit around and dare their girlfriends to eat, like, weird stuff or hit or punch or just... you know, pick on somebody. It is kind of like a wolf pack mentality. We smell the weakest. Now we're all friends. Like myself, Colton, Richie, Marco, everybody that hangs out over at Colton's place. I mean, we hang out in the garage. Yeah, we maybe smoke a little stuff. I'm not gonna say what. You know, we just have a great old time, a good old time. I mean, there's a flag in the garage that says Saturday is for the boys. And we get bored and we dare each other to do stuff like this. And Colton, I will admit, sometimes can get in a mood where he just loves to be annoying. And I had to step up a little bit. I did frog him in the arm one time. Kind of settled them down a little bit. I don't know if this is inherited. My dad, if you wanted my dad to get pissed off and start a fight, just grab his knees. Grab the left, the right. It really does not matter. It pissed him off. And I learned my lesson as a kid because I learned that he didn't like that and I thought it'd be funny. No. I got a good smacking. And it's something that I inherited. I hate for my knees to be grabbed. I know that probably sounds weird. It's just one of those things. So he'll do that every once in a while. He loves to do that pinch on the back of the tricep arm. He'll come by and just like pinch the crap out of you. I got bruises all over the back of my arm from him doing that. So I frogged him once. And then I had this broken fishing pole that I had grabbed out of the truck, and it sounded just like a cherry tree limb when you would swing it. It would just go, it would make that big whistling noise. I got him good on the calf muscle with that too. But sometimes you got to stand up for yourself. That's why I said, I talk about this all the time. We are nothing but evolved animals, and it's like that pack mentality. And we got done feeding. Like I said, the Chihuahua would not eat the food. And I was like, oh, I'll eat it. Just trying to show out. And I don't think he really did think that I was going to do it.
Hey, look, is that enough for you?
Now, when you go to youtube.com/Tuttle, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button. You're going to see the visual part of it. Now, I did not at the time realize what was on the food. But when I went back to watch the video, ugh. Kind of why I've had an upset stomach. Because the Chihuahua that Colton has, this little mother effer sheds. And by shed, I mean he loses hair all over the place. It's white. And going back and watching it, you could see just caked in dog hair on the food. Because these cameras are so good, they'll zoom. You can get close up and get a lot of detail. And I didn't realize how much hair was on the food, but I just swallowed it. I swallowed the dog hair and dog food.
Aaron, you want to get up? It's actually not bad.
That's a lot, dude. That's so gross, and you know it.
Well, pretty good.
No, that's disgusting.
And this was when I didn't know that there was dog hair all over it. And if I'm just being honest, not that bad. Not that bad at all. Now, like, if I went to a restaurant and said, yeah, I will take the Chihuahua kibble with a fine Chianti. No, I wouldn't do that. But if all hell broke loose, I mean, dogs can eat it. Dogs can eat it. I mean, it's going to be fine for humans. I'm probably eating horse meat and stuff. And it really didn't taste that bad. Actually, it had a pretty decent flavor. I am a big texture eater when it comes to eating food. Like, I can eat raw onions. I can't eat cooked onions. They're just too slimy. I can eat, like, raw broccoli, but I don't like broccoli that's overcooked. And it's really, really weird. And I got to say that just like how I like my brownies. They're crunchy on the outside, a little gooey on the inside. That is the type of texture that the Chihuahua kibble had.
It reminds me of, like, sausage, like a mild sausage.
That's so gross. That literally is so... You're gonna brush your teeth before we eat now?
No.
One thing I will say about the new iPhones, the iPhone 12s and the iPhone 13s, they have some amazing microphones. Now, they're horrible when it's windy outside, but when you're inside, could you hear the dog lapping up the water out of the bowl? I mean, it sounded like a GD camel just trying to water up right before it tries to cross the Sahara Desert. Anyways, I just wanted to play that audio for you. If you'd like to see the visual version of it, just go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure to subscribe and hit that bell button, please. I've never been good at segues when it comes to radio broadcasting. I've never been good at doing, like, theme shows. But the next two audio stories that I'm about to play for you are airplane related, especially commercial airline related. The first one that I wanted to talk about, I know that a lot of people have problems with women breastfeeding in public. Like, ugh, this sucks. Oh, go somewhere. No, that is a very, very natural thing. Like, And I'll admit, as a guy, I will watch. I'll be like, oh, man, that is such a lucky baby. Oh, man. Dude, I'm so jealous. I've never, ever been jealous of somebody younger than me. But when it comes to a baby breastfeeding, I'm like, oh, God. Little mother effer. Hit the lotto there. But in the next story I'm about to play, this was not a human baby breastfeeding. This was a human feline breastfeeding, and it caused quite a stir.
Woman found breastfeeding cat on board flight in front of horrified passengers.
Thanks to Amy Sinha, my new news presenter. And I don't want you to think what I'm about to say is, like, directed towards her. Like, she was reading the story I sent her. But why would the passengers be that horrified? Like, seriously. I'm going to wait to see how this story, like, plays out. Because I see the titles, and I usually like to get the audio version. And I try not to listen to audio stories before because I want to give you my true, real reaction. But why horrified? It could have been just a kitten. And to be able to get a kitten to latch on to a human nipple, I mean, that's pretty impressive. And I don't know, do little kittens have teeth? Are they born with teeth is what I'm trying to say. Because I got to tell you, a dog's teeth are sharp, but man, oh man, a puppy's teeth, those things are like little razor blade needles and they will mess you up. And I can only imagine what a kitten's teeth is. I would like to know, if you guys know, are kittens born with teeth? There's a couple of ways you can get a hold of me, 407-270-3044. You can leave a voicemail, or you can leave me an email, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E @gmail.com.
Cabin crew messages reveal passengers were left feeling a little sick when they reportedly spotted a woman breastfeeding a cat on board a flight.
I know there is a category for everything when it comes to porn. Pornhub, X-Hamster, Shush Time. I mean, there's a category and kink for everything. And if there isn't one for cat or feline breastfeeding with a human, like I'm talking a human with big old jugs, swollen with milk right after a pregnancy or, you know, leading up to a pregnancy, can only imagine, because you know there are some people out there that are like, oh my God, look at that cat. That cat is making biscuits. And by biscuits, that's another thing. I know that making biscuits when it comes to cats is a very Southern thing. But what I mean by making biscuits is when the cat is like real, real happy when they're older and they bring their claws in like a fist and then they bring it out. They kind of like retract them. There's a reason why they do that. Because when they're kittens, they do that to help get the breast milk out of their mom's teeth when it comes to the kitten. So I guess that is like a happy thing they relate themselves to growing up, breastfeeding off of their mom. So when they're purring and you're petting them, that's why they do that thing with their claws. I wonder if this cat was making biscuits on her jugs. God, I wish somebody would have done some video.
According to a now viral message, which appears to be from the pilot.
Oh, if I would have been the pilot, and I'm sure these pilots, because you know those pilots, they are some nasties. I would actually love to talk to a commercial airline pilot just to interview them. Because, I mean, it's probably like the restaurant business. Because I talked to Drew Grabo when I worked with him at nights at Real Radio, and he was like, man, working at a restaurant, it's just a big gangbang. Like, the servers are banging the waitresses and the hostess and the chefs. I mean, it's just a big, big old orgy. And I know that the pilots are probably banging the stewardess. Oh, you know that it's happening. A big layover. Hey. We're stuck in a snowstorm. What are you doing? Oh, you're staying at the Motel 6? Yeah. Hey, do you want... I got a room there, too. You want a key? And I'm sure those pilots were, like, called the stewardess in here. Hey, Is there really a woman back there breastfeeding a cat? Really, there is. Ask her if she would like to get a tour of the cockpit.
The woman refused to stop the questionable activity, despite repeated pleas from the cabin crew. Horrified passengers on board Delta Air Flight to Atlanta.
I've spent a lot of time in Atlanta, especially at Dragon Con, and there was a lot of nerds out there that cut loose. You would think that the nerds would be all reserved. No, hell no. Kind of like the preacher's daughter, like, enigma. Like, they're expected to be goody-two-shoes and stuff, but they are the wild ones. No, the nerds cut loose. So breastfeeding a cat would be at the bottom of the list when it comes to weird stuff that Atlanteans have seen.
Reportedly watched on in horror as the woman took caring for her cat a step too far, as the woman would not put her pet back in its carrier.
By the way, people, stop bringing your animals on flights. And I don't want to believe your BS excuse. Oh, it's a therapy animal. I need it. No, you can buy those vests anywhere. You can make one your own. It is so inconsiderate. I mean, it's bad enough that we got to listen to screaming-ass little whiny-nose running bitch-ass kids. I don't want to hear a cat meowing. I don't want to hear a dog barking. It's not cool. And it's also not good for the pets. I know the one problem that I have when I fly all the time, I can't get my ears to pop. Like, when we get way up in the air, my ears get clogged up, and I cannot hear worth a damn. And it takes probably, the longest it's ever taken is a little over about 24 hours to be able to get my ears to pop from the cabin pressure and all that stuff. And the other thing about flight, do never, ever sit me in a aisle that has the emergency exit door. It's just, with my OCD, my obsessive compulsive disorder and stuff, it's just like I talked about with the cops. Like if I'm at a fast food restaurant and I see a cop, I would never do it. But I get this little itch in the back of my brain where I'm like, okay, you can grab the cop's gun. You're not going to shoot him. You're not going to shoot anybody else. You grab it and give it back to him. I know that's dumb and it's going to be a one-way ticket to jail. But if you put me in the aisle that has that little handle, because they always ask you, are you able to operate and be responsible enough to open the door? Hell yeah. I want to do it right now while we're about 40,000 feet in the air.
The pilot demanded Delta's Redcoat ground team meet the customer after landing to reprimand her. The American airline has experienced an 84% surge in incidents relating to emotional support animals in the past few years, forcing them to tighten regulations.
How about this? No pets allowed. Matter of fact, put those little mother effers in the belly of the plane. And I'll delve into that just a little bit more because the next story I'm going to talk about, it'll make sense once I get into that one.
Rules state that passengers are allowed to bring their small dogs and cats in the cabin, but must stay in a case under the seat in front for the entire flight.
Now, this is just a serious question. You know, a lot of women will do the whole breast pump thing and pump the milk out. Put it in a bottle, bring it with them so they can feed the kid and everything. Would it have been okay? Did people have a problem that the cat was out of the carrier? Or would have everybody been okay if she would have had her own pump breast milk in a bottle and was nursing the kitten that way? Or did they have a problem because every man on the airplane took off their seatbelt and had to go to the bathroom all at the same time just to get a glance of this chick breastfeeding a kitten?
The phrase emotionally supportive has been interpreted broadly over the years, and in a statement, Delta said they had seen comfort turkeys.
Wait, hold the phone. A comfort turkey? There's no way, like, what were they flying, like Air Jamaica or like Saudi Air or something? Like, who's going to let a turkey on? Could you imagine trying to get the stewardess's attention, hitting the button, and all you could hear is the gobbling noise? Nobody would be able to get their drinks.
Gliding possums known as sugar gliders, snakes, spiders, and more taken on planes. Over the years, a whole host of bizarre animals have been spotted on flight.
I find it hard to believe with that list of animals and the way that Florida man, you know, everybody knows a Florida man story. I can't believe that nobody has tried to fly out of the state of Florida with an emotional support gator. You know that it's going to happen. I guarantee you that it will.
Including ducks, turkeys, and even horses. Emotional support animals are different from service animals in that they do not help their owners with a disability. Instead, they provide help for problems including PTSD, anxiety, or depression.
You know, the whole time that I was in the mental institution after I tried to kill myself, the whole time I was thinking, you know what would help me not be suicidal is an emotional porcupine. An emotional porcupine would solve all my problems. You would never, ever have to worry about me hanging myself from a ceiling fan ever again.
In one case, an emotional support duck called Daniel joined a passenger who suffered from PTSD. He was brought on board to help her when she was about to have a panic attack by putting his feet on her chest.
Look, I don't condone drug use because I know everybody wouldn't be down for that. And I don't want you to think I'm being a hypocrite because I have done every single drug that you could ever think of. Just shoot these people up with a blow dart gun or a tranquilizer gun. You know, the ones that they take down like elephants, rhinos, and hippopotamus and stuff. Or just, you know, give them two Xanny bars or a couple of footballs and call it a day. Because nobody wants a duck. Ducks crap all over the place. Ducks are nasty as hell. I don't want any type of bird on a plane. Like, they can fly already.
So she lay down. Meanwhile, in 2019, a miniature pony graced an American Airlines flight. The horse is called Flirty and even has its own Instagram and Twitter account.
All right, just being honest, I'm shock jocking here. Do miniature horses have big penises like regular horses? Because if so, then wouldn't they be a little bit more impressive than larger size horses? Like, I'm just being honest. Like, there was a while there where, like, I love to hook up with chicks that had small hands. You want to know why? Because, well, guess what? Small hands make your penis look bigger.
Her owner wrote on social media, "Once we got up to cruising altitude, she took a nap and was very quiet. That being said, I'm going to keep traveling by car. It's just easier on Flirty." This is Amy Sinha reporting for the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
At the beginning of the show, I talked to you that I had two related themed stories. I'm going to get into the second one. And I've heard of, through history, well, while I've been alive, because I watch a lot of news. I am a news junkie, not like Sean Watson from Real Radio 104.1 and the News Junkie over in Orlando. But I watch a lot of news because I'm constantly looking for content to be able to talk about on the show. And I've never heard of somebody successfully climbing up the landing gear of an airplane and getting up, you know, when it raises up when they take off, and stowawaying in the belly of the plane and getting to a destination. And this was no short, like, trip. It was from Guatemala to the United States at 40,000 feet, freezing temperatures, and very little oxygen.
A stowaway had survived flying from Guatemala to Miami, hidden in the landing gear of an American Airlines aircraft.
By the way, this story is not from the United Kingdom. This is a new Australian news channel that I found on YouTube. And I, as soon as I saw this story, I was like, I got to talk about it. And I was able to find this. So, and I got to tell you, this chick is absolutely gorgeous, and I love the accent, and I also think it's pretty cool that this story was big enough that the lasses down under would want to cover this. Any of these news stations, I don't know. You know, I consider myself an Anglophile, and if you don't know what an Anglophile is, It's somebody that just loves the British culture. So, like, if you're into the American culture and you live in another country, what do they call it? Like, Americans, like, for example, like me, I'm an Anglophile. If you're in other countries, and I know that other people in other countries listen to this show on a daily basis. Hell, I got people in Ghana that listen to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. So what do you guys call us? Or if you're a fan of the American culture and you live in another country.
Officials are trying to work out how the 26-year-old managed to evade security. Alison Petrowski with the story.
Unsteady on his feet and frostbite on his fingers.
Yeah, he's all right, he's all right.
First thing I thought of when I heard Guatemala, are things really that bad in Guatemala? You know, I know there's a lot of cartels in Mexico. I know there's a lot of bad times in Central America and even South America. But, like, are things that bad that people are willing to risk it all by running out onto a tarmac, climbing up the landing gear, riding that bitch down the runway? And they get pretty high up there before they even bring up the landing gear, I think. As far as I know that they do. Then you're going to get 40,000 feet. You heard the woman say, or the guy, the reporter say, the guy had frostbite. So that's how cold it gets. Little oxygen. I mean, I don't even understand how this guy even made it. And I know a lot of the right, the Trumpsters, this is why we got to close down the borders and stuff. But I got another stance on this. If a guy is willing to risk his life, just like I said, get through what is supposed to be, you would think is supposed to have good security at an airport, somehow make it to the plane without being spotted, climb up the landing gear, survive takeoff before the wheels came up, basically breathed shallow all the way from Guatemala to the United States. I think it was in Florida where they landed. And then survived the landing gear and landing opening up. This guy deserves, they should take him directly to the naturalization, right? I think that's what they call it, or immigration. Swear him in, even if he doesn't know a goddamn answer to any of the questions. Make him take the oath and make him a citizen. This is the type of people we want here in the United States. Now, I could be eating my words. This guy could be on the run, could be a serial killer, pedophile. Who knows who the hell this guy is? Things are either really, really bad in Guatemala, or he is on the run and he did really, really bad things in Guatemala.
The 26-year-old stowaway, miraculously alive, after hiding in the Boeing 737's wheel shaft.
She said shaft.
For the 2.5-hour journey from Guatemala City. American Airlines Flight 1182 climbed to 42,000 feet, the man enduring beyond freezing temperatures and extremely low oxygen levels.
This is a serious question. If you, climb up the landing gear and then it goes up, you're in the belly of the plane, do you have access to all the baggage that they load? Because if I got really, really cold, I'd be looking around for where they put the baggage and kind of raid everybody's suitcases and stuff, find something as warm as I could, maybe somebody that made a previous trip up north and had some of those hand warmers or something. I don't know. I don't even know. Like, if any of you guys are in the airline business or you're a pilot or you load baggage at an airport, is there access from the landing gear shaft to the baggage area? Because that would have been a great idea. It would have been a straight-up Guatemalan MacGyver move.
It's unclear how he managed to avoid being crushed by the wheels once they retracted upon takeoff.
I know I shouldn't get my airplane knowledge, but I just thought about Con Air with Nick Cage. That's one of those movies that at the time when it came out, we were like, oh man, this is the greatest, this is badass. Nick Cage is the greatest action star of all time. And then when they're down there in the baggage area, which, I mean, that seemed to be pressurized. But, I mean, Dave Chappelle did fall out of the landing gear shaft. when Nick Cage's character threw him out there to, you know, warn the police officers and stuff. But looking back on that movie, the movie went completely into a nosedive when they were down in the belly of the plane and Nick Cage says, "Put the bunny back in the box."
Swarmed by police and airport security, he was given treatment on the tarmac before being taken into custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protection and sent to hospital for evaluation. According to the Federal Aviation Authority, 129 people previously attempted to stow away in commercial aircraft since 1947, 100 of them dying from their injuries.
Okay, see, now, this is a great story. I mean, but the better story is, why? Why would you, well, I don't even know if somebody from Guatemala would even know those odds, but out of 129 people that have tried to do what this Guatemalan did, perished. 100 of them perished. Though that's not a good percentage. That's not good odds. So that's why I want to know why he was able or willing to risk life and limb to get out of Guatemala. Are things that bad in Guatemala, or was he on the run? Was he like the most notorious serial killer of all time? The biggest pedophile of all time? Is he going to like put John Wayne Gacy and Ted Bundy to shame? I need to know these things.
They're not wedged in properly, or they don't hold on to something properly and they fall out of the airplane to their death.
The U.S. has been in constant talks with the Guatemalan president to try and stem the influx of migrants trying to enter the country. Immigration lawyers say this stowaway may face an expedited order of removal.
All right, so why? Okay, listen. If this guy would have been some cute kid like Ilian Gonzalez, the United States would have been using him as a political chess piece to garner votes or popularity votes. But man, oh man, when some Guatemalan is actually trying to get out, and he, like I said, this is absolutely amazing that this guy survived. That's why I said, make him an automatic citizen. Put a gun in his hand. Put him in one of the armed services, or just, do whatever. This guy is a complete badass.
He'll be afforded the opportunity for a credible fear interview before an asylum officer, but more than likely he'll be detained during that process.
Once recovered, he may yet find himself on another flight back to Guatemala. In the United States, Allison Petrowski, 9 News.
I was watching this YouTube video over the weekend. It was of one of these cruise tours, these like airboat rides you can take in the swamp. We have them around here in Florida, but this ended up happening in New Orleans. And not a lot of people realize this, is that we have a tremendous feral hog problem in the United States. They cause over $1 billion a year damaging crops, property. I mean, these pigs are a complete nuisance. But these feral pigs, they were on the shore of the swamp right there on the river. And people in the boat were actually throwing marshmallows to the pigs. And the people knew what they were doing. They were in the boat and they could see this big, it had to be a 12-foot gator. And there had to been like 5 pigs or so that were on the bank, and you've heard the saying, greedy as a pig. Well, they were throwing marshmallows. They saw the gator creeping up. The pigs became aware. They started being on alert, but greedy as a pig, they kept throwing marshmallows from the boat into the water, and one pig was just a little too greedy, and that gator got him. And I was reading the comments. The reason I brought that up, matter of fact, I may get that audio and play it on tomorrow's show, because the audio is pretty gruesome as well, too. But a lot of people are talking about, oh, I can't believe you did that to the pigs. And no. Because a lot of people are on there like, no, listen, that was a good thing. because these pigs are causing all these damages. I mean, we're going through droughts as it is here, and these pigs are eating up the crops and stuff. So we need to do more about this. We need to have, you know how they have the great python hunt down in the Everglades to kill all the pythons that are overrunning, which is another invasive species? I know the pigs aren't invasive, but they're a nuisance. Let's have a great pig kill, but you also can't do that because these pigs are in residential areas and somebody's going to catch a stray bullet.
Wild hogs are running rampant in Corona. They're rooting up lawns, and they're also posing a threat to the safety of residents and pets. Inland Empire reporter Leticia Juarez shows you the damage caused by the feral swine.
We had 7 houses get hit yesterday morning.
The way the guy described the pigs, you would think he was talking about a rash of home invasions where these swine are putting on ski masks, coming in, assaulting the family, taking all their goods, maybe raping the wife or something. But man, oh man, it's not that bad, man. It's not that bad at all. I mean, in Florida, it's stand your ground, and I think pigs fall under that law.
This Corona neighborhood has...
It's bad enough that they're being overrun by pigs, but they live in a place that's called Corona.
This Corona neighborhood has become a target, not for thieves, but for...
the pigs, the wild pigs.
These chewed up lawns bear the telltale signs of late night raids by feral pigs digging and rooting around for grubs and roots to dine on.
Let's be honest, these pigs are coming around because people, they don't bother to get good trash cans. They don't even put the lid on them. They just put their garbage out there, and those pigs can smell it. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bunch of knocked over garbage cans, and they're thinking the whole time, oh, it's just raccoons or bears. No, it's pigs.
For Judy Garner, it's become a regular occurrence.
The pigs have been coming. They came here to my house on Halloween night. And then they came back on Veterans Day.
Good to know that these pigs observe the U.S. holiday calendar.
And probably going to be here for Thanksgiving.
I promise you, I do not listen to these news stories ahead of time. Like I said, I want to always give you my real reaction. And this woman is already expecting these pigs for Thanksgiving.
Homeowners have captured the hogs as they wander through the neighborhood on camera and video.
I checked my Ring camera, and sure enough, I saw them on there about 4:40 in the morning.
A pack of about 15.
Why does this town Corona sound like the town of Woodbury in The Walking Dead? Instead of zombies, it's just a horde of pigs. They're coming out at night. And pigs can be dangerous. I mean, don't think that they will not eat you or just gouge you with those tusks, especially if some of them are boars.
Pigs came through and hit our street pretty bad.
Residents we spoke to say the wild pigs are not just a problem for their lawns, but also becoming a matter of public safety.
Nicole Gardner recounted one close call while out walking her dog.
We're walking and the pig, like growled.
I'm sorry, if I got charged by a boar, I'm having to sacrifice the little teacup Yorkie that this woman was most likely walking. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If it comes down between me and the family dog, yes, I'm going to sacrifice the dog so I can get away from this charging boar.
And I started running.
Residents are calling on their city leaders for a solution.
It's becoming quite the nuisance and honestly a very scary situation.
No, it's not. Simple solution. Go get your concealed carry permit. When you're out walking your pet or you're just going out to exercise and stuff, get you a little 380, maybe a Derringer. I don't know if a Derringer would be able to take down a pig. Or get you a 9mm. But, I mean, you know, use the laws that are afforded to you here in the Sunshine State.
In July, Corona City Council had an official with the Department of Fish and Wildlife discuss possible options to deal with the feral pig population.
I got one. I mean, there are a lot of homeless people out there that aren't alcoholics. They're not drug addicts. They just want to eat. Go down to, because we have a big homeless problem in the state of Florida. Tell them you're going to pay them. Whatever they kill, they get to keep. And just give them a knife. give them like a flare gun in case one of them gets injured or gored by a pig. He can shoot up a flare up in the air and somebody and all of his other bum friends can come help him. I'm telling you, we can give the homeless a bunch of jobs. Like I said, they're going to have a knife. We got to make it fair. If they want to make spears with that knife and stuff, set up fall traps, whatever it may be. And like I said, pay them, and they're catching their own food.
Which included allowing homeowners and others the ability to hunt them. But the city will likely vote to take action as well.
The options are basically to trap, to do trapping, and or to remain the status quo. And unfortunately, the status quo for most folks is pretty destructive.
It wouldn't have been that way at Wayne's house. No, there wouldn't have been more destruction. My dad would have handled that. And by the way, just get you some mean-ass pit bulls. You know, everybody's scared of pit bulls. You go get you some pit bulls. Let them roam. Now, you might not be able to let your kids outside because they might get mauled by the pit bulls. But the pit bulls will get out there, and they will take care of your hog problem all day, every day. It's going to happen. But no, that wouldn't happen at my dad's house. My dad would have sat out there on the front porch, him and a bunch of his buddies, would have had the lights off, would have thrown some corn out in the front yard, had the 30-odd six. Probably a Natty Ice or a Natty Light in one hand. Got his Copenhagen in his front pocket. Just ready for one of those pigs just to stick his head out.
For now, there is no point in repairing the damage, since it's likely these pigs and their large appetite will be back for more.
I mean, it's kind of been the theme. You know, these residents, Americans have become soft. They expect the government to take care of them every day, all day, 24/7, 365 a year. And it's just not going to happen, people. Get out there and take care of it yourself. What happened to being able to protect your property from people and nuisance animals that are tearing up your own property? You should be able to defend yourself. So get out there and do something. Don't rely on the local government or trappers to do it for you. Because a lot of these people wouldn't even know how to begin. A lot of them don't even know how to shoot a gun. Anyways, I'm done ranting. Getting out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. If you get a chance, check out my good buddy Ian Hanna. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in the Brevard, Volusia, or Flagler area, or even if you know somebody, tell them about it. Ian. Ian's great at all the virtual reality tours, 360 views, drone footage. Won't even have to leave your house, waste gas money, because we all know gas money's pretty high right now. So you'll be able to all just see it right there at his website, IanHannaHomes.com. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUF.com, and PocketFairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds, .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.